cold of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Walker. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on May 31st, 2012. For newcomers, I would suggest at the beginning, the broadcast, rather than pester you all the way through it, to make use of the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll see a whole bunch of other sites listed on that page. These are the official sites, the only ones I have, and they all carry audios for free download, where I go into the histories of the big system you're born into. It's very, very deceptive. It's intentionally deceptive. And I go through the history of the organizations that got together a long time ago to basically take over all the resources of the world. Some of them involved actually owned three-quarters of the world's resources of that time, and now they've gone for bust, including all the human resources as well. And then to bring in academia and specialists to manage the big worldwide herd, and to make sure that the compliance and they get the right kind of stock to be good, subservient and good little workers. And so help yourself to the audios, they're free. Number two, all those sites listed there carry transcripts in English for print up. And if you go into Alan Watts Sentinel.eu, you'll find transcripts in other languages for print up. So help yourselves. Number two, you are the audience that bring me to you. You can help me creep by here by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. And from the US to Canada, remember, personal checks are still good, as are postal money orders from the post office, international postal money orders from the post office. You can send cash or you can use PayPal. Across the world, Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. You'll see how to do it at cuttingthroughthematrix.com. And I don't bring on advertisers as guests, remember, or sell products. And then don't really promote myself in a commercial way. So therefore, it's up to you to just help me get by. And donations, straight donations, are really awfully, awfully welcome. But this gives me a freer hand to be more honest about things, too, rather than being tied up with companies and corporations. What I do is I say I go through the history of the system that we live in. But there have always been cabals down through history, and in all times, all ages, of those who get to the top and rule either through the military or and force or commerce and both, actually. And nothing really changes. We go through class systems. We go Farsi's called democracy, where really it's a con. It's described as a con, by the way, in upper academia and the special, the granite schools in England. They talk about it there, and they go into positive freedom and negative freedom. Negative freedom is where you think you've got rights and freedoms and allow you to vote for the guys they put in front of you, but in reality you're kept dumb, stupid, and compliance. And in positive freedom, they use you for war purposes. You go all in it together, let's get on, let's go into rationing and suffer and win the cause. That's called positive freedom. So they're both types, and of course Isaiah Berlin is one of the big creatures of this. He taught Tony Blair all the dirty tricks to play on the public. So we live through a fantasy, really. We're given this fake reality, this fantasy, to keep us happy, compliant. And the only thing that you have to do, that's your duty to do as far as you're concerned at the top, the only reason to keep you around is either to fight wars, generally, is that they breed you up for that purpose beforehand. Mind you, for 20 years, they breed you up. And then they kill us off and bring us down or sterilize us when they've won their big battles. And we're reaching the stage now where they see global empire, their long sought after goal, and that's why everybody's becoming infertile. Because dirty tricks were played on everyone, everyone, male and female, doesn't matter. I'll be back with more on this after this break.
Hey, Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
Hi, I'm Alan Walker, studying through the Matrix. What does the Matrix do? It's very, very, especially the movie, it's got so many different compartments, and each time you think you've got to your goal, you find there's many, many more compartments all around you, above you, etc., etc., and that's the way the system is really created and meant to be, to keep you trapped. You're always trapped in a particular area, thinking you've achieved some sort of goal, and in reality, someone above you is laughing at you. Not just you, but lots like you, because the system is utterly rigged, and it's always been rigged. And we're in a feudal system, for those who don't understand it, and the feudal systems of ancient times really are still here. In fact, that's what Carl Quigley said, too. The system we're bringing in under the CFR, this world organization, on behalf of the big wealthy international bankers, he said is a feudal system, and he says the CEOs of corporations, private corporations, will be the new overlords for this system. And then we saw more even 15, 20 years ago, the beginning of private and public mergers and partnerships, as they like to call them, where these new feudal overlords came in and started dictating to town councils, city councils, and countries how to run their affairs. Well, it's just the big boys are simply upgrading what they already owned, their own system, into the next part of the world system. That's all it is. And feudalism has always been here. You have to go through the strange legalism that we're given too, that didn't originate in England or anywhere else. It was much, much older than that, far away. And you have to go into corporations and what a corporation is, and to find that even your country is a corporation, even your local township's a corporation, even your police force is a corporation, all under the mercantile corporate laws. So that's where we really are, and it's been that for an awful long time. And most of us are along for the right and to serve those who own us, basically. And you are supposed to work hard and get a good job if you can and produce and consume and pay taxes. Because, you see, the massive taxes are what creates the big building projects. And the boys who own the world have always been in big building projects. And they try to put their cash up. They prefer the taxes off the general population to build them for them, whether it's roads or big buildings. Even ancient times, too, the Romans did it wherever they went to build big building projects. And they tax the public to pay for it all. And, of course, they hand it over to the ones who own it. They get it for free, basically, or peanuts. Today, they even do the same kind of thing with a strange thing with a dollar exchange. I've never understood this dollar thing. $1. And Britain is £1. And you can literally take over a whole corporation that was built by tax money. So everything's rigged, and of course the public never figure it out because they're too worried keeping a job today, if they've got one, or working quite a few to keep it going. And society itself has been demolished. You have to divide and conquer right down, not just to the family, but even the genders, and even within the genders now, you see. And they have so many factions all fighting each other, they can't get along and unite against anything in their own common interest. Divide and conquer is the ancient rule, not always awfully well. Everyone's got a chip on their shoulder, so you just find the group that has the same kind of chip, and you feel that you belong, of course, and then somebody, a good psychopath, is given to you, and they run you off in circles for their own profit eventually, and their own positions in society. So we're living in a very complex system. It appears to be, at least if you don't go into it in any depth. But once you do go into depth, it starts becoming easier to understand. And as I say, Charles Galton Darwin in the 1950s, who was a physicist working on the Manhattan Project earlier, and again, descendant of Charles Darwin and Galton's, that intermarried themselves, of course. He actually said that we're in the process of creating a new, more efficient form of slavery, because there's always been forms of slavery. Today, of course, there's this big crossroads, you might call it a crossroads, where people think they're becoming aware, at least they're becoming more aware that they've all been had and they've been conned. Now, the big boys, too, long, long ago, knew that this time would come. Even before they gave us the internet, they talked about they'd have to set up programs to combat it. And they were setting up programs before they gave the public the internet to combat free speech or to combat any material thing taking shape that could possibly oppose them through information. And we have propaganda wars going on all the time. Everything's propaganda wars. And you have to be awfully careful who you follow or what you follow and so on. And everybody's got a stake in it. There's left-wing ones out there with stakes who are actually Trotskyists. And they have a lot of good information about the terrible things being done to the public over the years and in the recent times. And then you have the other ones, too, who are far-right, some of them who are owned by the establishment themselves, who want to go back to a particular time in history that was more of a Hollywood notion than a reality. And the thing is that you cannot do that because nothing goes back. Nothing ever goes back to the way it was. So you have to decide what you actually want at all. What most people want is to have upward mobility. I've mentioned this many times before. In society, rebellions, revolutions start really with, it's always young middle-class people who find that they're blocked with upward mobility. And the elite themselves don't want too many folk pushing at this moment for upward mobility, because in a global society, they want to share this upward mobility with all the new countries they keep bringing into the big, massive world federation. And they want it to be multicultural and etc. But they also really want ones that they can count on as being part of the establishment as well. So most revolutions in the past are to do with upward mobility, and really people want to get on in life and live in more comfort as much as they can possibly grab for themselves. achieve upward mobility is they either form a class of their own or they join one already in existence, and then they become part of the establishment, and then the establishment becomes more nasty and clever too, mind you, because they own the media always, not all eras, and they turn on the general public and want more cash from them. Taxation is the big money honeypot that they get the money from for their big building projects and also for their own corporations. There's way more corporate welfare than any other kind of welfare on the planet. It's corporate welfare. You just have to look at never mind the recent bailouts of all the crooked banking systems that we've got across the planet. They were all involved, like wolves, just ravenous wolves, scraping up every penny they could get from the general population under big, massive frauds. And the governments rewarded them by giving them as much cash back as they claimed they'd lost, even though they didn't lose. All that stuff was involved in real estate. That included machine shops and businesses and everything that took over. So they doubled what they had, really. They didn't lose a damn thing, the banks. And that tells you, too, your representatives in politics are actually who they're serving. It's not the general public, because the general public end up with the big tab for all, for other people's crimes. That's what it is. It's very simple, isn't it? And yet we're taught by the media, which is owned by the same criminals, that they're being fair and honest, and inquiries are going on. All the usual guff is called guff, for those who don't understand it. And most people go back to sleep until the next big robbery and plunder takes place by the ones at the top. But as I said, they knew many, many years ago this was coming, and that's why back in the 70s they started planning massive SWAT teams and then multi-jurisdictional task forces in the Western countries to deal with the coming riots, which they knew were coming down the pike, because we'd reach a point where the big boys are reaching for more and more of the cash. They wanted to bring us into austerity and plunder most of your cash back from you. I mean, money's really given. Do you understand what money's for? You go into the history of money. At one time, most folk in tribes and clans and countries didn't have money, and they lived pretty well. You understand? Money was always introduced by the ones who ran ancient banks and systems, because they went along with the armies of the countries they conquered financially who owed them cash, and they would go along after getting them to go and fight another country, just like we're doing today with the Middle East. And they introduced the monies to these people. Once you introduce the monies and a generation passes, it doesn't take long, then you can start taxing all back from them, you see. Which means, rather than give them slave drivers, you simply say, well, it's a law, you pay taxes, and that's your labor going back under the guise of coin. Understand? It's all a rip-off. It's all a rip-off. Always been that way, though. And it only benefits those who can keep enough coin to themselves after they've paid their taxes, because they've already joined cabals in the proper groups that know how to scam it back. Because there's always loopholes left for the wealthy, you understand, but never for anybody else. The whole system is rigged. This has always been rigged. I can remember in Britain, years ago, there was a big, we're going to get the rich, we're going to get the rich, etc. And including all the musicians, the top musicians. And I think it was Elton John came out and he says, oh, I'm not worried about it at all. He says, they always leave a good loophole for us. And meaning his particular class, because he was up there by then. And sure enough, that's what happened. There's always a massive loophole. And then even the Queen of England says, oh, I'll be fair. I'll take a salary from you now, from the public, for, sitting on a throne and all that. They pay a salary. And then she said, I'll pay taxes too. And then I think Man Alive series did a program on it. And they eventually found this big, massive mansion, walled mansion, way up in the country, where they did her particular income, her own company, and they would even let the crew through their gates. So it's a very special type of content she has. And of course, they've got all these. God, this is a woman who owns almost countries across the whole oceans. Back with more after this break.
There are many ways. water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Hi, my name is David Stovenel, and I host a talk radio show called Operation Restore Christian America. To listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time. My primary focus is that the Protestant Freemason British Royal Windsor family is now apostate and making their final all-out attack worldwide in an attempt to force us to accept their satanic New World Order. I offer remedies of how to stop them. The British monarchy has totally abandoned their ancestors' genuine Christian faith and have returned to their effort to conquer the world through the sovereign's will, hidden laws, violence, terror, and deceit. Remember, to listen online, go to GenuineChristianityNow.com, then click on the Listen Live button every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi folks, I'm back, cutting through the matrix. Organization, of course, is the power behind those who rule, because once they're in power, they form their cabals and corporations and deal with each other above board, in a sense, above countries, above governments, and run the world that way. We're run by corporations, have been for a long time. Even private armies run us now, and private intelligence agencies, and like Google and things like that. They're all private intelligence agencies that work with the other ones. But, see, everything that's happening today was foreseen at least 30-odd years ago when we come to this point. And even before they gave us the internet, they discussed it too, how they'd keep control of it and how they would... they've done so many studies. They said that most folk actually helps to disintegrate their thought patterns rather than consolidate thought patterns, because they can't handle data. They don't know how to use data, and they don't know how to discern what is worthwhile keeping or understanding and what isn't. And of course, it works very well on that way for most folk. They really have no memory of anything. They've got bits and bytes of information all mushed up together. But see, cabals got together a long time ago in Hamburg in Germany and formed the big banking systems. And of course, out of that came the Rothschilds establishment. And these were very well organized systems. They had their own fleets of ships for trade. They already had that long before that. And even when they ran Holland, the same banking groups made Holland the merchant capital of the planet for a while. And their ships, fleets of ships, were all owned by these same private families, then moved into Germany and elsewhere. And These chips also brought intelligence back and forth, even in the 1700s. They got the news before anybody else did, what was happening, what was going on, and they could actually shape history right down to commerce and what kind of commerce would come into countries, because it all worked together, you see. And it hasn't changed. It hasn't changed the system. Here's an article here about the Rockefellers and Rothschild. It says, the Rockefeller Group traces its roots back to 1882, when John D. Rockefeller established one of the world's first family offices dedicated to investing his wealth. And now he's a robber baron. If you ever go into the book, it's a very good book called The Robber Barons, and it gives you pretty detailed explanations of how these crooks got their money, because they were not nice gentlemen at all. They literally were gangsters. But it doesn't matter, once you've got the cash, your offspring go off to university and they become more refined, they're taught to be refined, and then the general population bow to them and worship them because of their wealth. That's how people, unfortunately, are. And it's a system developed into a provider of wealth and asset management services to other families, foundations, and institutions. Now, these other families, foundations, and institutions, again, were all working together back in the 1700s. It says it's a majority owned by the 19th century oil magnate's family and has $34 billion of assets under administration. They've got a heck of a lot more than that, but that's just assets under administration. The partnership with RIT, that's Rothschild, will focus on setting up investment funds, eyeing joint acquisitions of wealth and asset managers, and granting each other non-executive directorships. RIT Capital Partners is a minority owned by Lord Rothschild, and its net assets of £1.9 billion are spread across global investments from public equities to government bonds. Now, these are international lenders, remember. They get countries into debt, and then they control the spiral of debt, and then they buy up. They lend to the countries at massive interest rates, and then they buy up the bonds. And they get massive returns on the bonds because they're lending in the first place to those countries to sell the bonds at massive interest rates. The deal stemmed from a meeting 2 years ago when Mr. Rockefeller introduced Lord Rothschild to the U.S. Group's chief executive, Reuben Jeffrey. In a follow-up meeting 1 year later, Lord Rothschild's office at Spencer House in London, the financier won Mr. Jeffrey's blessing for opening talks to buy a stake in the Rockefeller Group. So it's really just cousins getting back together, because both their families, I'm sure, are interrelated down through many, many centuries, in fact. And, of course, Rockefellers also came from Germany originally, and they married into the Davis family. And it says here that he then launched long negotiations with Société Générale Private Banking, which has owned the shareholding since 2008. The French bank's wealth management arm has several suitors from the minority stake, estimated to be worth more than £100 million. But Lord Rothschild was the only one supported by the Rockefellers. So it goes on and on, of course, but these are very old families that set out to take over the world, because their predecessors already had run the merchant banking system. That's all the shipping, all the importing, exporting, and the trade routes for centuries and centuries before them. Same groups. So big, big cabals are at work. And there's plenty of information about their histories if you want them. Interesting, too, it was at the Spencer House, you said here, and the Spencer House was also to do with Winston Spencer Churchill and the Spencer family, of course, you'll find it was the Spencers that were head of the world, the British Jewish Congress for many, many years. It's funny going to Hyde Park, you're in Hyde Park Cemetery, and you'll see marks on one grave, and across the aisle, just across the walkway, they've got Spencer, like Marx and Spencer. Of course, that was Karl Marx. But anyway, it's old families, old money, old cabals. But the thing is, too, they run so many think tanks to look after not just their own cash, but how to keep their cash, that they're involved completely in politics and geopolitics. And they want a world system. Of course, they want all the carbon taxes to go through the Rothschild's private bank in Switzerland from all the peasants down below. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
I'm Alan Watworth, cutting through the matrix, just talking about Rockefellers and Rothschilds with their latest deal. They've been working together under the covers, you might say, for a long, long time. These big boys always do, and often they're interrelated through marriage and various other things, and you have to go through the histories of the female side as well to find out who's who. And they also have even brought up children in the past out of other special families. And like Jacob Schiff, for instance, that was brought up in the Rothschild's home and sent over to help take over America a long time ago. So, a long history behind it, and these characters have think tanks to help direct the world's wars, future wars for geopolitics, and to ensure that the world is safe for them to keep ruling. And you can rule through commerce. Absolutely, no problem at all. Politics is a sideline for the general public, as they say. And they'll be at it for a long time yet, because there's nothing to stop them. But now they're all coming together again, as they've always been involved in the same clandestine groups, cabals, cartels, and they're coming together because they see the vast plunders coming their way with massive new economy of carbon taxes and energy taxes, etc., which they're all going to. It's all going to go through their banking systems. And also tonight, too, a kind of yawn thing, really, but it's the Bilderberg meetings, which they have every year, and they put up their own membership list on their own website. It's never the complete membership, because they always sneak a few in during the meetings that they want to push upstairs from politics. And I'm sure Canada's got one there, Miss Redford. She's deemed for higher things, obviously, and other ones too will be popped in there and basically given the go-ahead. But what they really do with the newcomers there is to give them the formal introductions to the, their handlers. The newcomers are given handlers and phone numbers are exchanged and scrambled phones, etc. And they can talk to them any time, night or day. That becomes their mentor, much like the AA or the Narcanon, etc. They give you a kind of mentor. Well, that's how they work this thing for amongst themselves for the newcomers, who gives them advice and works out things for them, keeps the name out of the paper. If they put their foot in it, the older guy will smooth it all out for you, no problem at all. Because I say democracy is a farce, you understand. But I put up the list, as I say, of the Bilderbergs, the partial list, because they never give a complete list at all. And what's interesting, the only thing with Bilderbergs is here's all these guys working in governments of different countries, running the finances of different countries, the universities of different countries, and but especially in the government. Why are they involved in these private organizations that label themselves as private? They're all out to take over the entire planet. They should all be fired from their positions from the taxpayer's point of view. And I'll put up two or three articles, two on Rockefeller, because Der Spiegel put the first article themselves, and everybody else copied it on the merger sort of deal, this partnership, which they've always had. Now, I mentioned the other day, too, that the BBC was caught putting up old massacre photographs from Iraq. I think it was Iraq. And they put them up claiming it was the latest Syrian massacre. I'll put up a site tonight, a video, to go over that again, to show the BBC always does this sort of thing, always has done in the past, too, use old stuff from other places, and because they're always behind NATO. Always behind NATO, and we know they're going to take down Syria one way or another because it was on the list of the Project for a New American Century, as all the other ones were that have gone through. And it was also published in Israeli papers as well on the same list, their own list, which was identical to the New American Century list as well. So so they're going down one way or another. And the law they had was to allow reinforcements to come in from the West and more armaments to take over. But yeah, the stupid law is using old massacre photographs and blaming it on the Syrians, this great trustworthy BBC, and BB they call it, in Britain. Now, also, they've mentioned, they've actually openly, some of them have come out and said this, that they're trying to create an even deeper crisis. They're creating the crisis to do with the euro collapse, which, of course, I'm sure that from the very beginning that was part of the plan. When even Goldman Sachs was one that went in to do the books for Greece before they even were accepted into the euro, and Goldman Sachs went to other and so they okayed them and said, yeah, their books are all in order, everything's fine. So they lied, right? They lied. Goldman Sachs, the guys that run the planet and all the economy. So it says they're getting ready now to get very panicking, hoping that they can push forward and really integrate Europe. And all the top guys in the European Commission who really run Europe, because it's not democratic, the politicians really have nothing much to do except yell at each other and make clever speeches and mock each other. The Commission at the top is very secretive, and it was never meant to be a democratic institution. It's post-democratic, according to the Club of Rome, who said that democracy was over, if there ever even was one. But it says Bank of England readies plan for euro collapse. So this is to scare all investors. So politicians say, well, we have to go in even tighter in with the European Union to save us all from collapsing. So this article is from the Telegraph. It's like a handout as far as I can see. And it's meant to terrify people. Oh, we can't pull out now, or we'll all end up in poverty. Well, you'll end up in utter poverty if you go in as well. Believe you me, because they want utter austerity from the Euro Parliament. And nobody wanted the darn thing, except the same globalists of the Bilderberg Trilateral Commission Council on Foreign Relations. That's what they wanted, a united Europe. Winston Churchill wanted a united Europe. His personal secretary put out his book on his diaries, and he said Winston Churchill during the war was telling the general public, oh, be patriotic and fight for your country and your culture and so on. And in private, very frequent meetings with his peer group and in special booze cans, you might call it, at night was saying to his peer group that this war will bring us a united Europe that we've always wanted. So there's always different cabals on the go with different directions, etc., that keep the public ignorant of. The public are just useful to fight the wars for them. And to fight wars, you've got to drape yourself in the flag and say all the right things, bring out all the national emblems and get some well-known air, you know, of musical singing along there so you can be purely all part of it. But they wanted that united Europe out of it, which they've got. Karl Marx wanted it too. He was the first one to mention the three trading blocks under a world government. And that's not coincidental that they all come up with the same thing. It's an old plan, and Marx was just one of the front boys for it too. Because he was left and right, you understand? So here's this big article. Oh, everybody's going to go to the dogs if we don't go an even tighter with Europe, which means no sovereignty at all. Right now, Britain can't make a decision without the European Union okaying it or naying it. So the bank raised plans for a euro collapse. The bank's already completed a quantitative easing program, which means inflation, effectively printing more money worth £325 billion, and this may be extended again, so you're going to go into massive hyperinflation, is what they're telling the people. As a senior bank official for the bank said, the measures would again play their part in mitigating the impact of Greece and other countries leaving the single currency. So they haven't done it yet. This is just a scare tactic, as I say. And, of course, your prime minister will come out eventually and say, oh, well, we've no option but to go in and tear up any constitution that we had. Mind you, I haven't seen any British constitution. It's all oral. It's an oral constitution. Isn't that great for democracy? It's an oral one. And a generation later, they say, oh, we never said that. That's not an oral contract. Then they pull out the Magna Carta. Now, the Magna Carta didn't make people free in Britain. It was nobility that got more freedoms. The people who were all serfs remained as serfs. They were not freemen. Only freemen got more rights. And much like today, in other words. So I'll put that up tonight, too. Now, close your Facebook account. There's a good video. It was into an inquiry that was played, and you'll hear the guys, FBI and CIA, saying it was the best thing that ever happened for them, obviously, because it's part of them. And they were just so overwhelmed and happy when everybody, every little idiot out there, decided to put all their photographs up of them and their friends and all their friends' telephone numbers and what they do and what they think and all that. This amazing data collection for the CIA. I'll put that up tonight for those of you who think that some little character did it all by his little lonesome. They always give us little geniuses and people swallow the genius story. That's why they always give you the lonesome little character, you know, and working in his garage and things. It works wonders, doesn't it? Same with Einstein, too. Anyway, it says privacy watchdog is too soft on Google over claims it took information from home computers. Now, let's be honest. It's a private, worldwide intelligence service started up by MI6 and the CIA. That's what it was. Still is. It's public-private, you see. That way, governments can't touch it. So that's what it's set up that way. Well, we can't touch them, you see. They're really technically private. But they just hand everything over to MI6 and the CIA all the time. Very clever, isn't it? Privacy watchdogs too soft on Google over claims it took information from home computers. And this is a probing search engine deemed low priority because the firm was cooperative. So the firm was cooperative to the inquirer, so they just postponed the investigation for quite a few years. And it says the privacy watchdog was last night accused of being caught napping over claims that Google deliberately harvested information from home computers. It was stealing your emails and everything. It wasn't just your passwords and so on. Remember last night that the Information Commissioner had designated its audits into Google's private policy as low priority simply because the firm's attitude was cooperative. I mean, they met in bars and had a few drinky poos and, you know, hi George, how you doing? This is despite the fact that it already handed Google an 8-point improvement plan to ensure people's privacy was no longer breached. Well, it's nonsense. The MI6 and CIA needed Google. That's why they helped create them. And the public funded them into existence. Another amazing story, isn't it? That's how it always happens, mind you. very good cons are on the go right now. Tremendous cons. Most people are conned. And this article, too, is from What's Up With That. It says, a really, really, really bad idea giving the internet to the United Nations. And it says, now, as always, before they gave you the internet, they knew exactly every step they'd go to. Get you used to it, get you hooked on it, put lots of porn to make sure everybody's into it. And that's why they put all the porn out there, right off from the very beginning. And once everybody starts using it, they think it's indispensable. And you will pull away from it, they start to censor it and bring it down. Until, you know, it's just nothing but a monitoring thing for the big boys to keep track of you. So it says, the New World Order invades your computer. Imagine if everything you did online was subject to monitoring and control by the United Nations. Powerful authoritarian states, including China and Russia, are spearheading in an effort to place the most potent information system in the world under centralized international control. They want the internet to work with the same efficiency, speed, and reliability as the UN. And that's his little pun there, because, you know, the UN is so highly bureaucratic and far left with its web, like Sydney Web type of bureaucraties. It takes some years to get anything done. This week, Congress will consider legislation to amend the 1988 International Telecommunications Regulations to give the United Nations extraordinary powers over the Internet. In September, the authoritarian bloc submitted a proposal entitled the International Code of Conduct for Information Security. In theory, it seems to systematize and standardize the Internet and establish rules for maintaining cybersecurity. In fact, it will give the International Telecommunications Union, a United Nations agency that oversees global telecommunications, vast new powers to regulate and control access to the Internet and information flow in cyberspace. That Beijing and Moscow are backing the idea is enough to know. It's a bad one, but so is all the West and boys too, you see, because they're all in it together. They're all in it together. This is to throw off you complaining to your own governments, of course, and they all work together on these things. The free flow of information has always been an enemy of thuggish regimes. For them, individual expression and the unlimited exchange of ideas, which the internet has made possible for some oppressed people for the first time in history, must be stamped out. Such countries view the internet as a vast intelligence operation, a means of collecting sensitive information on people and preventing freedom of expression through a sophisticated array of censorship tools. And that's in the Washington Times, I think it is. But you understand, it was all foreseen, as I say, before they gave us the internet. Get them hooked on it, make it lots of fun for the youngsters and the older folk too. And then gradually, bit by bit, take it all away from you. Because the whole point of it is to keep a spy in your home, where you update yourself and what you're doing every single day, you know, for free. It's far better than them sending spies out into the communities, listening at, you know, donut shops and things, which they've done for many years in the past, and I'm not kidding about that. They've always employed thousands in every major city, just to walk around, sit around, you know, cafes and bars and listen to the chit-chat. They've never had a free society. Never. Never had it. And this article, too, is also from What's Up With That. A student in despair over ROM's 11 degrees Fahrenheit temperature increase article. If this comment was reversed, it would be called a death threat. So it says it's a laugh, a riot, but ROM didn't start questioning the story until after other people started to question it, and he passed it on with no caveats in the original post, and the archive is here. He did make note in a comment saying, I meant to post that 2050 is obviously a mistake by the reporter, where you all want to fry, supposedly, but never actually did it make any caveat in the main body of the post until he found himself embarrassed by it all. He also deleted 5 days ago, after we pointed out, ugly commentary about death wishes for coal and oil people. Now, it was from a student that said, I hope all those who are burning coal and use oil die and burn to death. That's the greenies for you. The really brainwashed young greenies, the little fascist ones that are going to wear their green uniforms and be set loose on the public when they're old enough to, you know, shave. But that's the way the system's set up. Of course, big powers at play. All the big corporations want the greening and austerity packs and all the rest of it, and the carbon taxes, because it's a new economy, to basically rob the general population of the last few pennies they have. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange can be extradited to Sweden to face a sex crime allegations, the Supreme Court has ruled. And it says Assange was not in court to hear the ruling because he was stuck in traffic. And lawyers from the WikiLeaks boss have argued that the European arrest warrant issued against him is invalid and unenforceable. And the Swedish authorities want Assange forced to answer accusations of raping one woman and sexually molesting and coercing another in Stockholm, August 2010. But of course, he said it was consensual, etc., etc., and there's other political motivation behind their accusations. So we'll wait and see. Back after this break.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Coming to the Matrix, talking about the big system we live in and the farce of reality that they dish out to us, etc., because they never go into what's really behind it, and the major media won't tell you what's behind things either. They just dish things out to you and don't tell you what the machinations are behind it all and who's behind it all and so on. But this article is about China buying up Spain's assets. They're buying up everybody's assets. But don't worry. See, the guys in China that run the money have been there for a long time. They've been there for a few centuries, and it's the same guys really who run the world's money system, and they're not afraid of them at all, because China's in the pockets, you see. They're the same globalists, always have been. And it says China buys up Spain's assets. It's a debt-laden Spanish construction. construction firm became the latest European company to unload assets onto eager Chinese buyers as Europe's debt woes force firms to look to China for cash. So a straight grid corporation, China's government-controlled, means China's communist government-controlled power grid operator, said Tuesday it would buy high-voltage electricity transmission assets in Brazil, this one by Spain, from Spain's Actividades de Construcciones y Servicios S.A. for 1.86 billion reais, which is $938.2 million, including debt. The deal is State Grid's second investment in Brazil and its fourth major investment overseas, and is the most recent in a string of deals in which a European company has looked to exit an investment. Remember, too, Brazil is getting massive amounts of euro tax money pumped into it as an up-and-coming nation, same as India, etc. There's whole organizations out there that attend the United Nations meetings where they tell you where they want to pump, you know, money into different corporations and make corporations build them. And they tell you, too, that for every dollar you invest, the governments will use the taxpayers' money from maybe a dozen or 20 countries to back it dollar for dollar until you're back maybe $20, $40 per dollar that you put in, and it can't fail. It cannot fail, you understand? Big, big scams. Fantastic scams for those who get in on it, of course. So China's buying up Spain's assets. Nobody's worried about China because it's all owned and controlled by the same boys. Don't forget, too, they use Marxism to unite lots of countries together under one system. One system. And they also had lots of slave labor. They were into free labor through prisoners before the U.S. made it a big business. You know, that's what they do. Prisons are all for profit now. But Russia did it long before them. But united all these countries under a single system, and they always have wars of liberation, as they call them, to con all the public. And then a little clique takes over that deal with the Western bankers. And China is no different. That's why they had to unite China and get it that way. They tried to use drugs for a long time to bring China down. Worked pretty well, actually. And the same boys who are even some members and descendants are in Congress today did awfully well off the whole drug thing into China. But it's far better to get them to unite under this con of communism, which just means slavery for a small cabal at the top. It's a politburo, very old families at the top, of course. And it's much easier to rule all the billions of people that way. It's easier to rule them, less squabbling at the top with a big, you know, democracy or anything like that. So the globalists like that awfully, awfully well. So here you are, they're buying up Spain's assets and other countries' assets for peanuts, really, according to what they're really worth, because the bankers are putting the heavy on Spain and other countries to take them all down. Mind you, they're going to do it again in North America and elsewhere across Europe, because the plan for the future is that all your disposable income, that's the cash you like to buy things with for yourself, will all go to fees and carbon taxes, energy taxes, etc., etc., as they train you to tighten your belt and to be good little feudal peasants again. Round in a circle, eh? Round in a circle. And the public can't quite catch on to that yet. Well, that will never happen. They say that before everything that you say is going to happen happens. Well, that will never happen. And then when it does happen, they never come and say, you know, you were right. They never ever say that. And then you tell them the next thing that's going to happen. Oh, that will never happen.